Hi, I'm Kurt from Parallels. And for those of you that use Apple hardware for your development tasks, this short video will show you an alternative to using Bootcamp for running Visual Studio and other Windows development tools. That alternative is Parallels Desktop for Mac. And using Parallels Desktop for Mac, I can run Visual Studio and Xcode side by side without having to reboot at all. And I'll show you all that in this short demo. Here on my screen, you can see the virtual machines I've already loaded into Parallels Desktop. Parallels Desktop, in case you're not familiar with it, is a hypervisor-based virtualization application that's very popular among Mac users. Here, I've installed a number of operating systems. In Parallels, you can install as many operating systems as you have space on your hard drive, and you can run as many as you have RAM for. Right now, I have 5 different versions of Windows installed on this Retina MacBook Pro and 3 versions of the Mac OS. As you can see in this window, 2 of them are running now. I have Win 7 running and I have Windows 8 running, in particular with all the code necessary to run the phone emulator for the Windows phone. Let's jump quickly to Windows 7 and I'll give you a short introduction to Parallels and then we'll move on to development tasks. Here I have Windows 7 running in a window. And that's one of the basic features of Parallels. Look at the level of integration we've achieved here. Windows cursor, Mac cursor. Windows cursor, Mac cursor. Here's a file on the Mac desktop. If I want to move it over to Windows, all I have to do is drag it over like this, and it appears. This happens to be a PowerPoint file, so I can open that up. Well, of course, we support Office for Windows in Parallels desktop. And in addition, we've brought many of the Mac OS X features over to Windows apps. Let me show you just a couple of them. So for example, here I'm going to move my fingers on the trackpad and scroll this document with my 2 fingers scrolling up and down. I can pinch to zoom and change the zoom factor in this. I can even do something like this. Add text to an application or to a document using the dictation feature built into Mountain Lion. Here's an example. This is a demo of dictation support in PowerPoint for Windows. Now, of course, I wish I could take credit for that speech-to-text, but I can't. That's using macOS technology and the Apple servers. What we've done at Parallels, after we get that data together, we pass it off to the Apple servers, we bring it back, funnel it back to Windows 7 and into PowerPoint, so all users of Windows apps that accept text can use the feature in Mountain Lion. Now, suppose you've run out of space on your desktop and you want more space for Windows. No problem at all. We can go like this to go to full screen mode. And now I can go back and forth between Windows and Mac just by swiping my fingers on the desktop like this. Mac, Windows, Mac, Windows. Now, what's this going to mean to a developer? Well, to a developer, it means you can run your development tools for Windows alongside your development tools for the Mac, and in that way, you can move code back and forth. You could run emulations of the code in 2 different systems, see if there are any performance problems in either one, and therefore improve your code. Let me show you some of those. So I'll move now to Windows 8, and in Windows 8, I have loaded Virtual Studio and the necessary tools to run the Windows phone emulator. So I'll start that here, open up a project, and from here I can load the emulator and run this project in the WinPhone emulator. While that's starting up, I'll go down over here and launch Xcode. And notice we even have the icons for the Windows applications, either Windows 8 applications or Windows 7 applications in the Mac dock. Loading Xcode here and opening up this iPhone project. And of course, I can run the iPhone emulator that you see here. So here on my Mac desktop, I have the WinPhone emulator and the iPhone emulator running side by side. This way you can take your code, whether you're just checking the base engine of your code or the base algorithms, and not the UI because those are different, and double check they're going to work in both. You can move code back and forth as I'll show you in just a moment. And this gives you a really flexible environment, things you can't do when you have to reboot into one environment or the other. So the last thing I want to show you today is how you can share code or move code between the two development environments, Xcode and Visual Studio. Here in Xcode, I've selected some code. It happens to be, of course, Objective-C. And so that's not going to run in Visual Studio, but I want to give you the idea of what it's like to move code back and forth. It's as easy as copying and pasting in Word or any other application. Copy, come over here to Visual Studio, find an appropriate file, paste the code in. It's that easy. But of course, what you'd probably do in reality for a real development project is have a shared folder or shared directory. Parallels Desktop supports those notions between the two OSs. You can have a shared directory, a shared folder, or even an entire shared hard drive. In this way, you can have the portion of your code that's independent of the particular platform you're going to be running on and have that be developed and be debugged so it works fine in both platforms and make use of a shared, almost a shared library that way. This is a good way to make sure the application that you ship on whichever platform is going to be as bug-free and as performant as possible. So I hope you've enjoyed this demo of Parallels Desktop with an emphasis on development tools like Xcode and Visual Studio. Thank you very much.